get to talk about something that's near and dear to me, and that's our Band of Pride. And I don't know what I'm going to do, Mr. Thomas. You're going to be rid of me after this year.
Oh. Well, I still have your number, so I'm not quite sure about that. But
I mean, I'll be begging you to come in here, but yeah. he's had a daughter of mine for several years now, and man, we found out quickly. It was one of those things in middle school where, you know, they try out everything. They try volleyball. And then she found music and band, and she found Mr. Henry and Mr. Thomas. And that she said, okay, well, these are my people. And so that's how she ended up in the Band of Pride. And I'll tell you, man, you've got some parents that drag those props around and build the props and are in the concessions.
A lot of parents that tell me how much they miss it after, you know, their kids graduate, and they're kind of surprised or whatever, but it's another year, you know, another outgoing class, but then, you know, there's always people coming in, so, you know, it's sad, but yet it's hopeful, and it's, you know, you look forward to the new things and wish all the people well as they go out and, you know, go on to bigger and better things.
Do you know what you're going to march to next year? Have you already figured it out?
We do. Yeah, I do. right now, I'm not sure if I like the name, but we're going to keep. For right now, it's called In Memoriam, and it's the music from the movie Pearl Harbor. You know, so that movie is like, you know, like 20 years old now. So,
but it was amazing.
Yeah, it's a great movie, and so the music is really good. And so we're just taking like little parts of that from the show. It's not necessarily like a World War II show. It's just more of like in memory of, you know, kind of all the veterans and all the people that.
Wow.
That you have done that. So that's really what it is.
I'll tell you, I never knew, and I didn't. This is the jock in me, okay? Because I was completely opposite. I didn't know until I started going to the band competitions. I'm going to tell you what, some of those shows, they will hit you right in the chest. I mean,
I'm hoping to have something like that next year. So We're, you know, I've got a whole big thing built up in my head, and we're, you know, trying a couple of new things, and we're going to see how it goes. But
going to tell you, over the years, we've been doing Titanic and Enter Sandman. There's been all kinds of stuff. You guys are creative, there's always a whole group of parents that go along and do the things. So we want to make sure that we give them some props and say thank you for the last however many years they've been doing it. How many seniors you got this year?
We had four. We kind of have a small class. I mean, you know, last year we didn't really get to do much because COVID and everything. And so it just kind of like, no one just.
Bless his heart.
It was like, ugh. So, I mean, but.
You just want to hug Mr. Thomas, because I'm telling you, if there was ever a group of kids that have had some trials and tribulations, the band, because, they would let them go do, you know, a lot of the other sports and stuff. But since the horns, you actually blow air, there was a whole nother level of
concern for that. We got through it. Hopefully we're on the back end of that and everyone's adjusted, and we kind of figured out in the music world, like, okay, well, if a kid gets COVID, this is what we do. And then you just move on, and then we're good, and then see you in 10 days, you know, whatever it is. And then they come back and we just keep moving. So I think everybody in our world is kind of adjusted to whatever we have to do. And we just, like I said, we just move on with it. So
hats off.
What do? You know, you can't do anything else.
I'm going to tell you what, though. They've hung in there and done their thing and even got to march some and done some parades. And explain what you guys just got through accomplishing. I think this was
a concert festival. Yes. Not just our band, but all the bands, like high school and middle school level, go and they get assessed. And this is like our state testing type thing. But our band, our high school, went a couple weeks ago, I think it was now, and we went to Bowling Green and we got assessed, and we got a distinguished rating. So that's like the highest that you can get, you know, the highest rating you can get. So we were super proud of the kids. The kids were all excited. And so that was a good confidence builder for them. So,
and that's not easy to get.
It's not easy. And like I said, we didn't get to do that. I think it's been a couple years, because there was a senior group that right as we were getting ready to go, COVID happened, like initially. So we didn't go. And then last year, I opted not to go because, you know, we were on like an A-B schedule, and half the kids here one day, half the kids the other. And it was just a nightmare. So opted not to go last year. So some of the kids had never been. That was like their first time going. So it was, I was real proud of them, especially for those kids, you know, getting that experience. And, you know, it can be intimidating sitting on a stage and just a bunch of random strangers, and you got these judges who are going to judge you. And, you know, they actually, most of them are like retired band directors, so they know what they're listening for. And they, you know, you have to give them a score, but half of them don't even use it because they already kind of know the pieces and stuff. And so they're familiar with it. And so it's you know, it can be kind of intimidating, but they handled it well. And so they got a good rating. The middle school got the beginning band got a distinguished, and then the intermediate band got a proficient. So we were,
that's amazing,
yeah,
though.
So we're real proud of all of the kids. So
and
hard
gonna,
work, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, they've had adversity plenty. What is that thing? God bless them. Between COVID and I want everybody to imagine for a minute that you've got a nice sized band, and then when he says A and B. What he's not explaining to you is, I mean, I'm telling you, it was a long time before you got to see all the kids in one room.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to imagine that you're teaching this section and that section, and those sections don't know and have not played together till it's a culmination.
Right,
and
yeah.
that boggles the mind.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough.
I think it says a lot about the kids, though.
Yeah. Well, I tell the kids, you know, I haven't actually said this in a long time, but adversity doesn't build your character, it reveals it. And so I kind of said that my first few years here a lot about going through trials and whatever. So they've shown a lot of character getting through stuff. And, you know, this year has been especially tough on them. And, you know, they've come through a lot. So.
Well, yeah. And I'll tell you, after, you know, going to... And getting that distinguished was amazing, and I think a lot of them did it. I think they had a little extra oomph because they wanted to do it for Matt.
I think they did too, yeah.
And I think so. That was kind of a driving force with them right now. So something that we've got coming up that I'm excited about, and I told you, I was like, I think the Butler Lawn is the most fitting place in the world for this. I don't know what it is, if I'm just old and I remember that's I went to school there, and that's why I've got, I don't know, it just seems fitting. But tell us about what we've got coming up.
Yeah, so this Saturday, we're going to start around 3:30, but we're calling this kind of like our Fine Arts Festival. And so it's not just music, you know. Miss Meeks in the high school art department are going to have a display out. But what we're trying to do is just basically promote all the fine arts that we have at Caldwell. So the art department is going to have like a display starting around 3:30. There'll be some concessions and stuff. But you also have the opportunity to buy some of these students' work if you'd like. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not an artist, but there are some of these kids in there. Like, there's a couple that are in band and art, so I get to see them. But there are some kids in there that are really,
I am
really
blown
good.
Away. They are
really good.
I can draw stick people.
Yeah, that's what I do too. Like, that's. But they're, you know, they're drawing all these three-dimensional, you know, all. I don't even know what the terms are, but they're doing all this cool stuff, and I'm just like, wow. I've actually asked one of the girls, like, hey, I want you to design our shirt next year, right? You know, right? So, like, stuff like that. So
one of them's doing, like, this newsletter now, this graphic newsletter.
Yeah.
Another
Page
just
catchy.
Got through doing a portrait. I was like, I can't believe what these kids are doing.
Yeah, so we're going to – so she's going to have some display set out for them to, you know, show them off a little bit, which they deserve. So we'll have that. And then around 5 o'clock – we're going to have, I guess, like the performance area. And so we're going to have guitar. We're going to have the winter guard. We're going to have middle school band, high school band, just a whole big bunch of stuff that we're just going to throw out there in the concert. We've got some kids in guitar who've kind of wrote their own songs, so that's exciting. So they're going to get to perform. Got the guitar ensemble going to play a couple songs. And then, you know, obviously the band's going to play the winter guard. Is going to perform. Usually Winter Guard is over in March, but because of this year with just, we had more COVID stuff and all this other mess. So anyway, but they're going to perform a routine on the lawn too, which would be great. So we've got a whole bunch of stuff that we're just going to.
You know what? It's like show and tell from the creative department, you know, at Caldwell County. I think it's, I've said this before, and don't get me wrong, my son and my daughter both want to kill me, but I said, you know, the very first middle school band concert that I ever went to, Mr. Thomas, I was expecting, you know, I didn't have high expectations.
It's middle, like, yeah. You know,
it's middle school, you know. And I thought, well, okay, well, I'm going to go into it. I'm going to be the mama. And he can tell you, I'm very loud. I'm the cheerleader. If nothing, I'm the crazy one with the cowbell. That's me. So I go, and I have lower expectations. They blew me away in middle school. And I was like, oh, my. I didn't have to fake my excitement. It was amazing. And these kids, even in middle school, I am amazed what Mr. Henry does with them over there.
Yeah, we're super excited. We've got a lot of talented kids, and this is really just an opportunity outside of just a regular concert. We just want to show off our kids and what they have, and, you know, like I said, like, and there are kids in guitar or in choir or something that don't get
to... Oh, wait till you hear the guitars. I'm just telling you right now, Mr. Thomas does an amazing job with these kids with guitar, too.
So, and the thing I love about guitar is most of those kids, you know, there's our athletes are in there, some football players, baseball players, FFA girls and stuff, like, you know, they're not really in music, per se. You know, they might enjoy playing, but... I'm excited for them too, to get out and to perform, and like, they've been working hard, so I'm excited for them. So
it gives them a creative outlet, and I said, you know, it's like therapy. Music is like therapy. I took piano lessons when I was a kid, and it was one thing. If I was upset, my mom always knew, because I would come home from school and go crazy. I would just beat the heck out of that piano. But I think that that's one of the ways that a lot of these kids, you know, especially with COVID and a lot of the other things, we lost a lot of our opportunities for them to go out and do some social things. And I think that, you know, guitar and music in general has been really good for a lot of these kids. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like its own form of therapy.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're hoping that this is an annual thing, that we're going to do this, you know, every year. And I have, you know, Mr. Henry and I have talked, and, you know, our administrators and everything, and we kind of have like this vision of, you know, in 5 years, this is not going to look the same. Like, we want, you know, this to happen and this and this and this. So, you know, we have a longer vision in mind, but, like, you know, the first couple of years, we just want to get our feet wet and kind of, you know, again, we just want to show off our kids, and then we want to get the community out there and enjoy, you know, what we have to offer, what Caldwell's got. So
I will say, I heard that the grill is going to be going. And
the grill is
going
to be going, yes.
That's
what I
heard.
The grill is going to be going. So,
and I tried to tell everybody, you know, if you've ever been to a football game and you walked in and you smelled that waft of grilled hamburgers and cheeseburgers, and, I mean, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
So come hungry.
Come hungry.
Words.
Yeah. Bring your lawn chair. Bring a blanket. You know, we're kind of envisioning like a little afternoon picnic type deal. So you can sit out on the lawn and enjoy some good entertaining music, and, you know, in a couple hours, and, you know, that's it. So
I think that'll be great. The kids have really worked hard this year, and it's a way for us to show off our kids. We didn't get to have the Follies this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we missed that, but this is a great way just to kind of... I like it because it seems like almost like a relaxing kind of day, you know, just to come together
with
the kids.
I hope it's relaxing for you all. It won't be for me, but it'll be relaxing for everybody else that's listening to it. So
that's true. You're not going to be very... I'm going to be really relaxed about it. Hey, but what time should everybody show up?
Well, like I said, the art thing starts about 3:30. So... I mean, anytime around there, I would say. I'm not quite sure what time Miss Meeks is going to have all of her stuff set up. But, I mean, it's an open lawn. So there'll be things, you know, at worst, just sit and let your kids run around and play tag or something. You know what I mean?
See, so I think that's so much fun.
Just let them run.
During Summer Slam and different things that we have down there, that's one of the things that I love. Is it's kind of contained because you've got the three sides, you know, and the kids run around and have a good time, and the families just kind of hang out, bring your lawn chair. It's a good how's your mama nim moment. And, you know, you get to love on the kids. And then all of our bands our band of pride, the middle school and the high school, and our art department, and our guitars, and our choir, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, everything that we've got, we're gonna throw it out there and let you hear and experience it. So,
and well, if you ever wondered what's going on at the high school, you know, if you say, well, I don't know what they're doing, well, then come and see. And if you know what, if maybe you don't have a grandkid or a kid in band, but that's okay because you can still support them.
Yeah, and it's free. I mean,
free's good.
It's free, and you know, sit outside in your lawn chair and just have a good time.
You know, this is a really good way, too. If you do have kids, maybe they're in elementary school getting ready to go up to middle.
Bring them in.
And, you know, let them kick the can around. Let them see what it's all about and see these other kids having some fun. Because I guarantee you, band becomes family. And these kids, they are... I've never seen a group of kids so supportive of one another, and so that's something, you know, that maybe little Johnny or Susie wants to do, then bring them out and let them see what the kids are doing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they're gonna experience a lot of different instruments and, you know, like I said, people singing on guitar, different types of instruments. I got a kid who's kind of like a little bluegrass player, so he's going to do some stuff out there. Like, you know, so, you know, it's going to be a wide range of things. So, you know, like I said, like we have a vision of other things going on, too. We'd like to get some poetry reading and stuff like that, and just anything fine arts. Eventually, we want to expand our fine arts field and just, you know, get the kids involved. And
so make sure you come out. It's this Saturday. It's Butler Lawn, downtown Princeton. If you miss it, I don't know how, because if you're downtown Princeton, you got to kind of drive by it one way or the other. Follow the smell, because the grill's going to be going. The concessions will be running, so that those funds will go back to the Band of Pride. And, hey, come support the kids. We've got Meeks and the art department out there. And if you know anything about her or the art department, you'll know that's going to be nice to be able to see. So you're plenty of things to see and hear and smell and taste. I mean, you got it all right? And it's free. Yep. So free's good. Bring your lawn chair. Bring the kids. It's for all ages, and plan to stay a while. There you go. Well, thank you, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend.
I'll try not to lose too much sleep. But.